Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. The head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Mission Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. We're here each and every week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the entire season, and now throughout the playoffs. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now let's have a warm welcome for the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Here's Brandon Derrick. That intro gets longer every week, brother.
Yeah, it's, just keep winning. That's what we got to do.
That's all you got to do.
That's right.
Well, congratulations. You are into the final four. Let's just start right there. When you hear the idea that you're into the final four, you now know all the combinations that you can have for a championship. How does it feel to be right where you're at right now?
It feels pretty good. You know, last year we got in the same spot. So, you know, I've talked to the kids all week. Just remember, we were here last year, and we were 23 seconds away from taking that step to Mercer and getting played for that state championship. So, just trying to keep our focus, you know, and be prepared. And so, I kind of expected us to be in this spot, you know, and I didn't really say that to too many people, but I thought our kids had that ability to go out there and do that. And so, right now, you know, I thought we've had a pretty solid week of practice, you know, and it's been fun practicing on Thanksgiving week.
So a week ago we talked, and you said you had the best practice maybe in the history of your coaching at Frederica, and then you unload on Valwood 60-27. Tell us, from Monday through, did it keep the momentum going, or was that game really, you dominated in every aspect of the game?
Well, you know, I think that's just a testament. If you go out and do what you're supposed to do, you know, Monday through Thursday, that it'll just spill over into Friday night. And I thought the kids, like I said, you know, at the radio show last week, I thought Monday's practice was probably the best one we'd had. I'd been there in 6 years. It was one of those things. All the coaches kind of just looked at each other at one point and were like, "What's going on here? This is crazy." You know, we're flying around. We just had a really, really good practice. And you know, I thought that we kind of built off of it. You know, I was trying to judge everything by Monday's practice, and so I was like, well, maybe we weren't as good on Tuesday. And then I watched film, and we were pretty solid. And Wednesday, we were pretty solid. And so I don't know. I guess I'm a stickler for all the little things. But I thought that we had a pretty good week last week. I thought this week, you know, it's just the 15th radio show, so we've been practicing football now for 17, 18 weeks. So now it's kind of like, if you don't have it, you're never going to get it. So, but the kids have done a good job. We've tweaked a few things this week. You know, just going over our blocking assignments and defensively, just playing our assignment football and go do those things. And so right now, I mean, I think it was a pretty solid week. You know, it's always fun. It's always interesting because on Thanksgiving, you get those. You might get a couple of days of school, and then you got to practice. You got to set practice is going to be different. And so for us, we came in this morning at 8 a.m. and we practiced and was done by like 10:10 and got everybody out. And so kids get a full day off, you know, almost a full day off. And, you know, they're all out there, "Oh, it's freezing." And you coach your breath, you see your breath. It's not even that cold, guys. It's 55 degrees. And we're not freezing out here. And then we'll come in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, which is it's always a fun and exciting time. As a coach, you know, it's kind of funny. Coach Barnes said, you know, Coach, he grinned last week. He's like, as we got done after the game, I've never been played or practiced or coached on Thanksgiving. He goes, "This is fun." I was like, yeah. I've done it, I've played and then I have practiced on Thanksgiving two or three times. So it is a fun time, and it's really awesome to be one of the final four teams. But we also know that we have a chance to play for a state championship, and we're going to continue to work.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Going back to last Friday's win against Valwood, the game opened up kind of strangely. You received the opening kickoff.
That's because we didn't win the toss. If we would have won the toss, we would have deferred, played defense. But we didn't win the toss, so we took the ball and did what you're supposed to do, go down the field and score. We just did it really fast in a minute and like 42 seconds. So
we'll talk about the score because surprise, 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 Harry Veal has a touchdown.
You know, it's we got how many people? You always ask me.
We had six, and you talked about an elusive, unknown, maybe other guy.
Right, and you know, Harry's been in that part of that and that sink. You know, we always talk about Harry on defense, but Harry's a big factor out there at the slot receiver, beating people up at that slot so we can get on the perimeter. And he and Deke have been moved out there to do that a little bit, and they rotate in and out. They've done a great job. You know, Denver's the other slot, and then you got Patrick and Jay Sean and Josh Meadows and Jaden Rose, and Isaiah rotates in there at the backfield with Avery, and then we just got news today that Kyle Perez got released, so he might be able to get a handoff once or twice Friday night. And you know, but again, I said it all week, and even after the game, the telltale sign is the front five. You know, that they protected. It took us a possession or two to, you know, they come over and talk to me, Mike, and be like, listen, coach, they're pinching or da da da, and he does a good job as a center, you know, being able to tell us everything that's going on. And I thought Cole and Josh and Mason and Will Thompson and Thomas Graham just did a great job Friday night. I mean, when you run for 401 yards,
yeah,
somebody's up there blocking. It ain't like we're just tossing it out there and somebody just dancing around and getting past everybody. But I thought the big guys up front did a great job and adjusted really, really well. And, you know, then Isaiah just did his thing.
Okay, Isaiah, six touchdowns, two in the first half. He only had 28 yards at halftime, roughly. And then he exploded because the front line made massive home. But the other thing that he got four touchdowns in the second half was he has a magical touch of putting hand to helmet and stiff-arming and spinning off those. That's an amazing skill that he has at a high school level with that many performance touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things. You go back, and I do all the stats on Saturday, and you guys kept saying, well, he didn't carry the ball but maybe six times in the first half and 28 yards. And, you know, we started out the game with three touchdown passes. We threw the ball. We've kind of opened up the game, and it's like I tell everybody, it's no secret that we're going to go from sideline to sideline. And then we get you a little tired, and the D-line starts putting their hands on their hips. Then we turn 12 loose, and he does. He is a phenomenal athlete. He makes a lot of great plays. But at the same time, those big guys up front, there was a couple runs there that I could have ran through because there was some massive holes being opened up in the old line. And those guys did a great job. And Isaiah did a good job Friday night. We held on to the ball. You know, the funny thing is we scored 60 points. We missed three extra points when we had three turnovers. And we had two penalties that called a couple of them back too. So, you know, could have been somewhere around 80, but we, you know, we weren't really like trying. I was at the end, I wasn't even trying to score, but we were just busting holes open. Everybody's like, why is the starters on the field? So we were just trying to finish the game and run the clock out.
Well, we're going to have a lot more to talk about that game and, of course, the Final Four matchup coming up this weekend. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, back on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the coach. We're looking back at last weekend, 60-27 win over Valwood, a team that you met for the second time this past year. Fake punt. We finally got to see a fake punt this season. And we actually called it in the booth. Before you drew it up, we called it. We knew it was coming. It was a great play, though.
Is that because we called timeout?
Yeah. That's exactly why I knew it was coming.
We called timeout because all of us were like, whoa. No, they're not. Yep, they are. I was like, can't tell the kids. I didn't want to like yell out there and one of them miss a block. So we called timeout. I'm like, listen, here's what we're doing. It was fourth down and like 19. So no one would think you would run a fake punt. And most of the time, most sane people would not run a fake punt on fourth and 19, except for me, I guess. I don't care how roll the dice. And so I kind of looked over there and Alex, me, and Trey, and all of us were all like, they're not. Yeah, they are. They're all lined up inside. And I told Josh, and Josh were both on the same side. Josh Meadows, Josh Ellis, said, just Josh Meadows, just pin them all down, and we'll get around it. I said, Jay Sean and Harry, get around. If anybody shows up, knock their head off. And I said, Denver, outrun them for 19 yards. He said, yeah, yes, sir. So, he just took off. I mean, it was a good call. It was kind of funny because every one of us on the sideline saw it and was like, oh, do we call it? And Alex is like, it's there, coach. I was like, I know, I'm just afraid that somebody will mess it up. So we call a timeout. And then Coach Barnes in the huddle goes, there's no way they will not adjust. There's no way. And he come out and he goes, I'll be dang, they didn't adjust. And so we just ran it. So I thought it worked great, you know, and that just getting them, it gives Heritage something else to work for this week and prepare.
Well, and last week, the keys of the games that you talk about were long third down, long fourth down. That was your goal, to pin them back and pin them back. Over and over again, we said turnover and downs, turnover and downs, turnover and downs. Your defense shut them down so well. It gave you great yardage, great field advantage, and a lot of momentum throughout the game.
Well, the defense, I think in the first half, Battlewood had 58 yards or 53 yards total. And of that, one play was 26 yards, the one that Jalen slipped going up to try to intercept it or pick it right there, and the kid caught it on the last drive. So there was only – they had 31 yards on that last drive right before the half of the 53 or 58. So the defense was three and out every – I think they only had two first downs in the first half. So I thought our defense was just lights out again, and this played really, really well. That's just, again, they've been the cornerstone of what we do, and they go out there, and everybody loves to talk about that 60 points, but you got to remember that defense, at one point it was 46-7, and the only reason that Valwood had scored the seven is because we turned the ball over in back-to-back possessions, and the defense held them the first time, and then we turned around through an interception on the next one, and they got one, they slipped one in, and, you know, it's what it is, but I thought the defense was pretty good. You know, I thought they shut down the door. Their quarterback was 8 for 25.
And he threw all night long, and he only had 5 completions the entire night.
Yeah, he struggled to get the ball down, but he hit a couple big ones that we missed a matchup here or there, or we missed the ball. I think one time we had the guy covered really, really well, and JT missed the ball, like trying to bat it down, and the guy caught it. JT was all over the guy, and he covered perfectly. And Denver was the same thing on one of those pass plays right there at the end. So I thought the defense was phenomenal.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And JT gets in at quarterback. and goes out at quarterback and comes back in at quarterback. Was that part of the scheme to give random blanks like that, or was that something you changed up to say, let's try something else?
No, we were actually running out on offense, and Jalen, I guess his adrenaline had wore off or something, and he felt a little lightheaded, and he was like, Coach has need to sit down for a minute. And I was like, hey, what? He goes, I just feel a little lightheaded for something. It hadn't been a hit, so he told me, he said, it's one of those things, I guess it's adrenaline and all that. And so we just went in, and I thought JT did a great job. He threw the ball well. He committed two for two, and he drove us right, Kells right down the field, and then we went in and made some plays and punched it in there again and scored. So I thought it was a pretty solid night all the way around.
When you look at the game, it seemed like there was a point where they came out of third quarter. It started, and then they called a timeout after the start of the third quarter right away. It looked like there was a deer in the headlight. It looked like they really had no idea how the scheme you play against you. Why do you take a timeout coming out of halftime? And it really looked like they were done at that point.
Well, we do a lot of different things. We make it hard on people. If I was trying to scheme us, and we were talking about this Sunday, if we were in a meeting on Sunday, what would we do to try to stop what we do? You know, you talk about six guys, and everybody else on other teams have two or three, and we've got six or seven guys that can catch it and run it and take it to the house and do some things. So it is very difficult, and we put a lot of pressure on people, and we use a lot of different formations. We put a lot of guys in motion. We make it very difficult on everybody. So, you know, for them to call a timeout, I think we were going to our short yardage package and right out of that, and we ran everybody out with our short yardage package, and then I don't remember, one of the kids said, Coach, let's do this, let's run this, do this, and I was like, okay, well, we'll change it. Let's go regular, and I'll run the regular group out, and as soon as we did, they had all their big guys on the field, so they had to call a timeout, switch it up. So they got caught off guard, but that's just, you know, it is what it is. But I thought our kids, with all the formations and the stuff that we do, oh my goodness. I just think our kids have done a great job with it this year. We started practicing it in June, and we've gotten really, really fast and really, really good at doing it.
Harry Veal was going to have a lateral at one point of the game, and there was a fumble, a miscue. You don't do very many of those type of plays. The Sunday guys on the flat try to do the lateral play. Why call it when you called it? Why risk it there?
It was just our bubble screen. We took RPO, run pass option. We read a linebacker. If he flies, we throw it right now to that guy, and the guy came in. It was perfect, but it was really a forward pass. The guy missed the call. I mean, it was he was 2 yards in front of Jalen. I don't know what the guy was looking at. You know, I think I even got a phone call from the association about looking at that and all that stuff. And they'd already heard about it come Monday. That's unusual to get a phone call from the refereeing association to say, hey, we may have missed that call. Most of the time they don't call and apologize to me. They usually call and have some other kind of comment for me. So we usually have a meeting and then have to sit down and hug and shake hands. So it's one of those things. But I thought that was pretty nice of them to have already heard about it, and they wanted the film and look at it. And then the guy called me back and said, yeah, you were right. He said in the heat of the game, he didn't make the right call. But now, that could have been crucial had it been 7-6.
Yeah.
You know, I said, you got to get that right. And he understood. But, I mean, at that point, I think we were up 40-0 or something like that. So, you know, it wasn't a crucial point. But it gave them an opportunity.
Well, we got a lot more to talk about. Pretty soon we're going to switch gears and talk about the upcoming weekend. And we'll be right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Mission Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill, St. Simon Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simon Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. We're back with the coach. One final question about last weekend's game. They're going to shift gears and talk about the Hawks and Heritage and going on a road trip for the Final Four that everyone is very excited about. But what's your biggest takeaway? Because, again, you saw Valwood early in the season. We knew we were reloaded. We were healthy. Everything that we drew up seemed to really come together. The X's and O's, the timeouts, the pacing, you guys really put together. The last two games have really been a dream package.
Yeah, you know, again, I thought the JMA game was a little bit of a wake-up call, and I think right now, you know, we talked about it a little bit this morning, might have been the best thing for us. I think the kids are really focused. They've come out there, and they understand, you know, this bunch, they're a unique group of kids. When all the chips are on the table, there's a different group. There's a different mindset in practice right now. I thought today, you know, they're all like, oh, we're freezing, but they're always in the right spots. They're always reading their keys. They're, you know, and so it's a different group. I think right now we're starting to play really some of our best football, and this is the right time to play it. So when you're going to play your best football, this is the time to be playing it. And so, you know, we kept talking about, are we there yet? Are we there yet? I don't know if we're there yet or not, but I can tell you right now we're getting a lot closer than what we have been.
Well, you're going to take on the Heritage Hawks. You're going on the road because Southland did not do their job.
Well, I told you I didn't care who we played. We're going to play whoever. I know everybody wanted Southland to win so we could play at home, and that would have been great. But either way, we go on the road. We're going to go and try to take care of business there too.
Heritage is 9-2. Two key games to look at from their schedule this year. A 28-24 loss to Valwood. 47-7 loss to Tift Area. Now, as you scout them out, look over their highlights of the year, what do you take away from those type of losses versus their overall wins? What do you see?
I don't really look at the scoreboard that much. That's a joke. I really started focusing on individuals. Like, at the beginning of the week, you focus on schemes. And then last night, for 4 hours, I just focused on individuals. Can this kid here be physical all night? Can this guy do what he needs to do here? Can this guy do this? And so then I just start looking at individual football players, and you know, when you start out for me on Sunday, we're trying to figure out what do we want to run, what's our package, and then we go on the whiteboard at 5 o'clock after 3 hours of meeting. Then we go on the whiteboard, we make a list, and then we're scratching stuff off, and then we add more stuff on, and then oh, we can do this, and then you get a phone call at midnight, and everybody's got a different idea. This thing we can do this, and so. It's a revolving thing, but I think today I thought our offensive package was about as fluid as it's been, and so I feel pretty solid about what we're doing, and I thought that, you know, I think we have a good game plan offense and defensively.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brandon Scruggs, wide receiver, wearing jersey number 1, has speed, punt return, a 72-yard return as well earlier this year. He's probably one of the guys you definitely have highlighted in the circle, right?
Yes, we have him. He has been put on the chart as one of the guys to stop. Him, number 5. You know, and I think they have a good complement of skilled athletes. Again, I can't get a feel for their speed. I do kind of look at Val Wood and judge them. But we've played Val Wood and we've played, you know, some of those other teams that they played a little bit against, or we've had people that played those teams. So I look at their speed and then look at, you know, have they faced a team as fast as we are. I think we sometimes overwhelm people with how fast we are at times. And so we do a good job of using it, too. We don't get out of position a lot, and the kids have done a really good job. And that's what we're going to have to do Friday night. Don't turn the ball over. That's what I told them on offense. Just don't turn the ball over into every possession in a kick, and I think we'll be pretty good.
Their defense runs a four-man front. They fold a fifth man, Wright Arnell, 5'9", 170-pound senior. He seems to spy around and plays the corners. How are you going to line up with their four-man front in that spying five?
We've practiced it numerous ways this week. I think we've about got everything ironed out. If he's out here wide, if he's in here, if he does this, if he does that, we've got all these things already set up. The thing is, when we get up there and line up, when we get to the formation, then I got my eyes up top. They'll be telling me, hey, we got this, we got this, we got that. So what y'all see is you see me down there calling everything, but I got my guys up there on the headset saying we can do this, we can do that. And so it's one of those things, we run it and it works, but I feel like right now defensively and offensively, if we can go out and do what we've been programmed to do and play, I think we have a very good chance of taking care of our business. And you know, I think that you know, we don't have any turnovers or give up any big plays on special teams. It could be a very productive night.
So when Jalen's at quarterback, shotgun or under, either way, he has to look into you for the final call, or does he still have a green light to change it up if he sees it? Which way do you prefer Jalen to go for him?
Jalen's going to run what I tell him to. and then he's probably going to look over at me and go, Coach, who am I reading as he's trying to ask me as we're running the play? That was funny. This week we called a play and he's like, who you want me to read? And I was like, this guy right here. Yes, sir. Okay. It's, you know, we try to, it's the KISS technique on offense. It's keep it simple, stupid. It looks very complex, and but it's so simple at times the way we have it broke down. And the kids, they understand what we're doing, and we game plan it. We go over it on Mondays with them, what we're looking to do, and they just do a good job. And I think we'll go out and execute. I feel like the game plan is very, very solid. If they give us something different, we will adapt immediately. That's the thing with our offense. We can go with a tight end. We don't have to have a tight end. And so we can do a mixture of different things. You know, last year we surprised them and went two tight end the whole time. But this year, I'm going to stay to our conventional spread, fast-paced offense.
They've got a senior, Harry Arnold, 6'7" quarterback. He also can scramble and run. What's your biggest concern about him at quarterback?
Just keep him in the pocket, you know, and our linebackers can spy him. And then we on the back end, I don't really panic too much on the back end with our skill guys in the secondary. We pretty much keep everybody somewhere around about 25% to 30% completion rate when we're playing our schemes right. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it during the week. You know, these guys have done a good job of identifying the motions and them trying to put us in bad situations. And we know we've got a couple plays that we're going to have one guy for two men. But it's like I told them earlier, you know, we got to slow them down. If we tackle them for 4 yards, that's fine. I feel like we can rally to the ball and make a play. So, but that's only, I think, two plays that, and I may have made those up just to make sure. I do that quite regularly because I see stuff and say, okay, is this going to be it? And actually, Valwood ran one of them last week, and Coach Mathis is like, man, you had that in the playbook, and we didn't even see him run it all year, and you drew it up. And I was like, well, I just kind of see, you know, what would they do? What are they going to do? What do we have a weakness in? Where are they going to try to expose it? But defensively, we just play so good as a unit that the weaknesses are kind of limited.
So what is the number one weakness of this week for Frederica? What is the one thing that you say, guys, you really got to watch this?
The weather. That's about it. I would never tell anybody we had a weakness. So it's the weather. It's unpredictable up there near Atlanta. It gets closer to Tennessee. One minute it could be 70 degrees, the next minute it'd be 42. So it's going to be the weather, and whether it's raining or not, whether the surface is, the grass is cut lower, they let it grow high, that's going to be the thing. So for us, you know, we're going to go out and do our job and get them ready. And I think the kids have had a good week of practice, so we're going to be ready to go play.
Well, best of luck this weekend, the Final Four matchup. We are finally going to have that. Thanks for joining us again for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to National Landing on St. Simon's next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Until then, I'm Rich Bontrager. We'll see you on the road this weekend.